Imagine these brass plaques glowing an intense, rich, reddish tone. Look at the third panel from the left. In the center is a relief showing the Oba, the spiritual leader and defender of the Kingdom of Benin in present-day Nigeria. Notice the clothes. Dress was an important indicator of status at the court of Benin, and we know the artist was a member of the Royal Guild of Brass Casters. Just look at the careful attention to the details. The uncut, unsewn fabric is wrapped, not draped. That's realistic, but the artist also depicted symbolic accessories, like the necklaces stacked around the Oba's neck, to convey his wealth and power. Just like today, right out there on Madison Avenue, imported goods implied high status. Here, the imported goods are the coral around the Oba's neck and on his headpiece, and his horse. In the 16th and 17th centuries, when these brilliant panels covered the Benin Royal Palace, global trade was roaring. Look at the next panel on the right, at the top. The plaque shows a Portuguese trader. He's wearing a sleeveless jerkin, a kind of vest over a doublet in which the buttons are prominently emphasized. You can see this clearly at the shoulders. From head to toe, distinctive elements of dress are minutely referenced, from the hats to the very constructed skirts with the heavy organ pipe folds. The artist has absolutely captured the exotic European costume, most unsuitable for the tropics.